Here we go. I need to know.
I need to know. Here's what you need to know. Got to let
you know. As we know, yes, the border, all the restrictions will be lifted on December the 1st, which is great news. But last night they also said no checkpoints.
Oh.
Checkpoints are going.
Hey.
Which is really cool. It must have been just a monotonous job for the last 9 months for the SES and the police and even the army that got involved. But there is a side that isn't quite cool because there's now a high demand because Gold Coast, as it should be, a big tourist destination.
Yes.
Because there's a scramble for apartments, there's price gouging. Prices are soaring.
Hello.
With desperate travellers, and they're willing to pay. And here's the head of Queensland Tourism, David Gish. We know what he had to say.
Some properties will no doubt have prices that are going up a bit. We would certainly urge and advise anybody to keep it fair.
Now, since...
Yes, and don't be greedy, he did say. Don't be greedy. I think it is hard because... From a principal point of view, we heard, of course, the tourism industry screaming out for some help. And then when they do get help, they rip you off.
Yeah. Mm.
But they have to make money up too. So,
Where's your $25 campsites gone?
Excuse me? $75.
I know.
Now?
What?
Oh, but that's a powered site with an ensuite.
Oh, no. No, fair enough.
sad news overnight. Maradona unfortunately passed away at the age of 60.
Oh, no.
But really interesting. The age of 17, he was quoted, "My first dream is to play in a World Cup. My second dream is to win it."
Maradona just walked away from Hoddle then. Argentina the lead.
Yeah, unbelievable. He won the World Cup in 86 and also, the Golden Boot that year. But, a lot of people, I wasn't into soccer, but I definitely knew who Maradona was.
Yeah,
and they did a poll too. FIFA did a poll in 2000, the most popular soccer player ever, or footballer they called it, and he got 54% of the votes.
Oh, really?
Pelé was next at 18%.
Oh,
so very, very popular.
Absolutely. And the sheep of Argentina can now sleep peacefully in their beds at night. Abdul Benbrika, the terrorist convicted of threatening Victoria and New South Wales, will come to the end of his jail term and his citizenship will be revoked. And I think that is a fantastic thing. There's a policy to move forward.
And that is what you need to know.